The Hebrew language contains profound insights into creation and universal order. When every Hebrew letter treasures a deep symbolic meaning, which connect to a physical phenomena. This divine knowledge system provides a unique framework for understanding both cosmic origins and universal dynamics through the lens of Hebrew letters and Torah interpretation. The letter Gimel serves as a particularly significant example embodying the process of creation. Letter Gimel composed of a final letter Nun and a Yod. Gimel represents two crucial elements of creation. A final Nun letter symbolizing extreme contraction pressure, comparable to deep ocean pressures, and the Yod letter representing the productive multiplication of creation. This combination provides a blueprint elaborating the universe's earliest moments. According to Torah logic, letter Gimel illuminates how the first creation emerged from a state of ultimate contracted nothingness. The process began with a single quark, which rapidly multiplied into countless quarks, formed substantial matter. This proliferation of matter created ultimate immense gravitational force, culminating in the Big Bang event. Thus, the letter Gimel serves as a symbolic representation of this entire creation phenomenon, encoding ancient wisdom about universal origins. Hebrew gematria reveals deeper connections through gematria numerical equivalences between the letter Gimel and four significant names: Joseph, Naphtali, Laban, and Judah. These associations represent different aspects of universal creation and order, with each name corresponding to different universal states or potentials. Torah specifically indicates that Joseph is identical to Simeon, then Simeon is Laban's son, suggesting the first Big Bang created what is termed as Joseph's or Simeon's universe. The creation process involved a complex sequence of events which mirrors modern scientific understanding, besides adding spiritual dimensions. The initial creation, characterized by constrained height, led to linear expansion. This expansion triggered a dragged contraction in the opposite direction, resulting in a second Big Bang within the first, which created Judah's universe. This cosmic structure suggests that creation's equilibrium requires a sustainable Judah's universe, while the formation of Naphtali's universe would lead toward ultimate destruction. This logic elaborates natural selection and divine intervention in the universe. Torah illustrates creation, intelligence, naturally selected Naphtali-type events to prevent the formation of Naphtali's universe. This explains various biblical events, such as the destruction of Sodom, since divine intervention is necessary to maintain cosmic order and prevent fatal chaos. The 6 days of creation described in the Torah take on new meaning when viewed through this lens. During the first 5 days, Joseph's universe was created, while the sixth day brought forth Judah's universe. However, the presence of semi-animal populations led to the emergence of Naphtali's universe, creating tension against Judah's universe. This cosmic struggle between different universal states influenced creation's development. According to this interpretation, the divine plan calls for Judah's universe to ultimately prevail over all creation. However, each instance of Naphtali's universe interfering has resulted in universal destruction, highlighting the cosmic struggle between chaos and order. The mentioned dynamic helps explain various historical events and divine interventions. According to creation logic, the seventh day, also called Sabbath, plays a crucial role in maintaining cosmic order. Moshe commanded Israelites to holify the seventh day of the week and declared Sabbath a day of rest and anointment, a time when Israelites celebrate joyful unity. The joy-associated Shabbat day manifests from specific restrictions placed upon Simeon-type DNA. These Sabbath regulations reveal a sophisticated system maintaining cosmic order through ritual and restriction, which prohibited working, carrying, kindling a fire, putting out a fire, and bathing or washing. But Kohanim, priests, were permitted to work, perform burnt offerings, and even light new fires. Additionally, Israelites could carry offerings and gifts to the temple, and purification through bathing and mikveh were required prior to offering at temple. This logic illustrates Torah required just inferior population at Israelites' camp to Shomer Sabbath. Thus, Israelites could have meaningful, joyful Sabbath festive. The Sabbath restriction doctrine, primarily associated with Simeon-type DNA, suggests a genetic or hereditary components to these spiritual practices. This adds another layer of complexity to the ancient understanding of universal order, suggesting different human populations might have different roles and restrictions in maintaining cosmic harmony. Sabbath represents four-letter gimel of Naphtali, Laban, Joseph, and Judah. True Sabbath consists four 12-hour span starts on Friday noon Naphtali's gimel. However, Naphtali's universe is an inverted explosion that caused Laban's gimel, known as the first Big Bang Simeon's universe, on Saturday 0 o'clock. Thus, creation occurred on Saturday 0 o'clock, accompanied with Joseph's gimel on Saturday noon. This requires the first three 12-hour spans. Naphtali, Laban, and Joseph's universe's negativity should be countered by offerings performed at the temple on Saturday. But Judah represent God's holy divine. Thus, Judah's 12-hour span from Sunday 0 o'clock until Sunday noon represents God's holy divine delight. Thus, noon Sunday represents Zerah's truth, when all church's bells ring, celebrate perfection at creation. This Torah logic presents a unique perspective on creation that combines elements of physics, quarks, gravity, expansion, genetics, DNA types, and spiritual practice into a comprehensive worldview. It suggests that maintaining universal order requires both physical and spiritual alignment, with specific practices and restrictions designed to prevent cosmic chaos and promote divine harmony. The relationship between different universal states creates dynamic tension that influences cosmic development. Torah illustrates these forces must be carefully balanced, with certain elements naturally selected against to prevent destruction and maintain order. This understanding provides a framework for viewing both cosmic events and daily religious practice as part of a larger system of maintaining universal harmony. The sophisticated model of creation presented associate ancient knowledge with concepts reminiscent of modern physics, while maintaining a clear focus on the importance of order, unity, and proper observance of divine law, which suggests the universe operates according to both physical and spiritual principles, whilst human religious practice playing a crucial role in maintaining cosmic order and preventing destruction. This creation logic elaborating cosmic order provides valuable insights into the relationship between physical phenomena, spiritual practice, and universal harmony. Thus, maintaining universal order requires careful attention to both material and spiritual aspects of existence, besides specific practices and restrictions designed to promote cosmic harmony and prevent destruction. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Until next episode, keep questioning everything you think you know.